So we are continuing our series, What If? Everybody say, what if? Tonight I want to ask you a question. And here's a question I want to ask you tonight. What if my words directed my life? What if my words directed my life? Well, here's what I want to say in that question. It's kind of a wrong question. Because here's the reality. Your words do direct your life. Period. Your words do direct your life. Remember, the Bible says in Proverbs that death and life are in the power of the tongue. You say, Pastor, where is the power? Well, according to God, God says that you have the power. See, sometimes we hear all kinds of things, and we don't filter it through the Word of God. The Word of God is true. Let God be true, and every man a liar. No, I don't think. See, many of you have been lied to understand that you have the power to direct your life. Whether that direction is going, you know what, in a good direction or it's going in a bad direction. And let me tell you what, one of the worst things that has happened to our nation is we have become a nation of victims. Amen. And no, Pastor, let me tell you why I'm in the mess I'm in. It's because, you know what, it was my mom's fault. It was my dad's fault. It was my cousin's fault. You know what, it was all these different reasons. And what I'm saying is, listen, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that you haven't had some incredible challenges. What I'm saying is, is that you can take whatever situation that you've been given. Here, I'll say it like this. You can make lemonade out of lemons. And somebody's been telling, no, you can't, because you know all you have is lemons. I'm telling you what, you can make lemonade out of lemons. You can take, I don't care where you're at. I don't care, you know what, all the negative things that happened. You know what? But here's what I'm going to tell you. Unless you decide to change your situation, if all you do is continue to rehearse the hurt. How many been hurt? Raise your hand. You don't even have to raise your hand. Everybody been hurt. If all you do is rehearse the hurt, listen, if we had some of you come up here and testify, you know what, how you were raised or what was going on, you know what, we could all agree, man, that wasn't fair. Could we not? I mean, I'm telling you what, we could. And we could all cry in your Cheerios with you. But let me just ask you, what in the world is that going to do? It's not going to do anything except make your Cheerios soggy. That's all it's going to do. But here's what I'm saying is, you know what? Today is the first day of the rest of your life. If you'll understand that what's taking place in your life is you have thought about this and thought about it and thought about it. And listen, and some of the people that you were trained, that's what they did. All they did is said what they saw. All they did was said what they saw, and they got more of what they saw. Well, I'm saying you've got to recognize how powerful you are in the negative or the positive. Yeah, but Pastor, you don't understand. My marriage is so messed up. My finances are so messed up. You don't understand what situation I'm in. Time out. You're proving my point. I think I went over this recently, but Dr. Leaf, you know what, who studies the brain, has shown that you are creating something in your mind. And they've done studies, and they see what's happening as you say, no, my marriage is messed up. My husband is messed up. You know what? He won't ever. My wife is always. You know what? And every time you say it, you know what? You say it, and you say it once, and these strands are being built. And every time you say it, those strands tie in with other strands and tie in with other strands and tie in with other strands and tie in with other strands. And next thing you know what you have? You have a stronghold in your life. And you have some third party say, well, I don't think your spouse is that bad. And instead of listening to that third party and what they say about your spouse, I'm telling you what, you will not give in. And here's why. Because in your mind, everybody say in my mind. In your mind, you've already created this. And people do it all the time. They do it with weight. They do it with job opportunities. They do it with all kinds. They do it with relationships. And here's what they do. They sabotage their own life. Here, let me just retitle this. What if you made a decision to stop sabotaging your life with your words? Some of you are saying the same thing over. Watch it. Watch it. Let me illustrate. All eyes up here. Watch. Saying the same thing over and over and over and over. What if you stop sabotaging your life with your words? Because let me tell you what I believe. I believe God. I believe that when God says death and life are in the power of the tongue, I believe that. And what I'm saying to you is if you will start to change what you're thinking, then you'll change what you're saying. And if you change what you're saying, you'll change what you're reaping. I'm going to say this again, okay? I'm going to try to say it again. If you change what you're thinking, you're going to change what you're saying. And if you change what you're saying, you're going to change what you're reaping. How many want a new harvest? How many want a new harvest? How many want a new harvest? Listen to me. Those of you want our, you can have a new harvest. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah, but they said, yeah, they don't know. Stop listening to them. Start listening to the Word of God. Stop. You know what? What did I say? Sabotaging your own life, your own relationship, your own finances, your own health, all these things that God says you can have. That you can't have them. And you cannot come in agreement with Satan and get a blessing of God. Listen to me, somebody. You're coming in agreement with somebody. It's either what Satan said about you or what God said about you. Amen. Let's go over some realities, some truths. Our lives move in the direction of our strongest thoughts. Your life will move in the direction of your strongest thoughts. Romans chapter 8, looking at verses 5 and 6. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Verse 6. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Oh no, Pastor, I'm so worried, 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 I'm so worried. Shh. Those who set their mind on the on the things above, on the not carnal things. Go back to verse 5. Those who live according to the flesh, they set their minds on the things of the flesh. I'm so worried. What are you worried about? Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Why are you worrying? Because that's how I was trained. I know. You're setting your mind on the wrong thing. But you know what? But those who set their minds on the Spirit, what are they? They're in that greyhound seat. You know what I mean? Right? That's where they are. Watch this. Your lives will move in the direction of your strongest thoughts. Number two, are you excited about the thoughts, about the direction? Are you excited about the direction your thoughts are taking you? Now, I love this series because we're asking depth charge questions. This is not the most comfortable series in the world because I'm really asking you to think and evaluate your life. So here's my question today. Are you excited about the direction your thoughts are taking you? Evaluate what you think about yourself. Evaluate what you think about your spouse. Evaluate or your marriage. Evaluate what you think about your finances. Evaluate what you think about your health. Evaluate what you think about your future. And I don't have a scorecard, but I want you to evaluate and be honest. You know, how do you wake up in the morning? You know what I mean? Do you wake up, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. Where are the pom-poms? This is the day that the Lord has. I mean, is that, you know what I mean? Is that how you wake up? Or you wake up like, what day is it? Oh, God, it's a Monday. Hello. You know what I mean? See, because let me tell you what, that is the issue. Your thoughts are leading you to the wrong place. And you have to make a decision. Jimmy Evans taught me this. He said this, that there was a study. This is so good. Listen to me. There was a study. I think the University of Washington did this. And here's what they found. Conversations that started in the negative, guess how many times they ended up in the positive? Give me a percentage. Guess how many times? They studied out none. Zero. Zero. Well, let me liken it to the same thing. I believe days are the same thing. You wake up, it's like, oh, you know what I mean? And you just kind of get that. It's like, eh, you know what I mean? Can I tell you what's going on for many of you? Amen. Many of you, your body is speaking to you. Your body just feels like, you know, hey, listen. Why are you listening to your body? Amen. You know, your body goes, you know, because you know, you're waking up. You're like, you know what I mean? And you've been so used to doing that. You've been marketed to, you know what I mean? You know, the best thing of waking up is Folgers in my cup. See, come on, somebody. Folgers knows what's going on. How is Folgers more spiritual than you are? No, Folgers, how did they know? I don't know how they knew, but they got it. They figured it out. Man, if we can get you to think that Folgers is the best part of your morning, can I be honest with you? If Folgers is the best part of your morning, you need to do some evaluating. You say, Pastor, I've never said that. Okay, you never said that. But some of you are like zombies. Where are you going? Coffee. I'm going coffee. Don't talk to me right now. I'm going coffee. Hello. I'm saying, you know what? Jack Hayford taught me this, and I thought, man, I was convicted. I thought this was great. Jack Hayford says he does not, and he's got a whole morning time of prayer, but he says this. He says, my feet don't hit the floor. Listen to his words. My feet don't hit the floor until I spend a short time with God, thanking him for all his goodness and dedicating my day to him. Wow. Somebody inspired today. That inspired me. So watch it. Just have this vision. You wake up and you're thinking all this. The best coffee. Where's my coffee? No. You stop. Remember that saying? I just want to stop until you were being about to, babe. Remember this song? Because somebody don't know. Who you sang that song? I just want to stop. My world's not right without you, babe. Okay. This guy, I'll think of it later on. Here's my, who said it? Gino Vanelli. Anyway, I'm getting, okay. But imagine where you stop. Don't let your feet hit the floor until you stop and just say, God, thank you. No, Father, thank you for all your goodness. I just want to turn my face towards you today before I get involved in all this stuff and confess that, you know what, that this is the day you've made. I will rejoice. I have so much to be happy about. I have so much to be grateful about. I have so many blessings. Oh, God, I don't want to get up and act, you know what, like the people who don't know God. I don't want to be like them. I just want to spend yes, I'm going to get into the word later on. Yes, I'm going to have a longer prayer time. But just before my feet hit the floor, I want to spend 30 seconds to say, God, I love you. And you know what? And you've made me. And I'm grateful for what you're doing in my life. Oh, how many know that it changed? How many know that it changed your whole life? I've just given you a way to change your whole life. You know what? Can I give you a side note? Don't ever miss Sunday or Wednesday. I'm just saying, don't ever miss Sunday or Wednesday. Whoa, you're just trying to get me here every Sunday and every Wednesday. Whoa. You busted me. You just caught me red-handed. You're right. You know what? And God wants you here every Sunday and Wednesday. And the Bible says, let me prove it to you. Don't forsake the gathering of the brethren. You want me to prove it to you? Are you a Christian? Are you a follower of Christ? Then you look at Christ and look and see what he did. When you know what, his mom and dad forgot about him. Oh, I think he's with Uncle Bill. You know what I mean? Then they looked at Uncle Bill and Jesus. He said, hey, is Jesus with you? Oh, he ain't with me. You know what I mean? They're like, oh my goodness. You know what? They're running all around. And they finally find Jesus. And Jesus is like, hey, mama, how come you didn't look here first? Are you a follower of Christ? Okay. Then you ought to be in church, because that's what Jesus was. He was in his Father's house. That's what he did. And that's who he was. And that's who we need to be. You know what? But that one thing could change your life. That one thing tonight will change your life. Be excited. And if you're not excited about the direction of your thoughts, then change them. Then recognize, oh my goodness. You know, if you identified with any of that or if we were laughing, you know what? Then just change it. Wake up tomorrow. And before your feet hit the floor, you know what? Start to give God thanks for who he is. Start to say, no, I am the head. I tell you what, I'm not the tail. That's right. Amen. Number three. So much of life, listen to this, isn't about what happens to you. It's about how you think about what happens to you. All right, I'm going to tell you again. So much of life isn't about what happens to you. Hey, how many know bad stuff happens to all kinds of people? You know what I mean? It's about how you think about what happens to you. Okay, you know what? I'm going through this, but I rejoice. See, your mind has start to be filtered through the Word of God. So you're going through a bad thing and you say, well, wait a minute. Wait, what's the Word of God say? Oh, yeah, the Word of God says, watch this, that consider it all joy when I go through various trials, knowing that that is going to perfect me, that I would be that perfect man. Imagine you go through a trial and filtering it through James that says, if you have a good attitude, this will change your character. And you will become a perfect man, able to handle everything and anything. That's what he's talking about. Verses, can I tell you the verses? Verses where most people live and they can't handle anything. Anything just gets them all emotional. Oh, what are we going to do? Oh, look at this happened. Oh, look what happened. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what happened? You know what? McDonald's was out of Mexican salsa. I'm sorry, what? You know what? That's what your catastrophe is about? That's it, man. That's it, Pastor. Well, you know what? Hey, you ever tried to eat one of these things without some Mexican salsa? Have you ever tasted McDonald's Mexican salsa? It's good. Okay, well, put some ketchup on it and be happy. Amen. Hello? Let me say it again. So much of life isn't about what happens to you. It's about how you think about what happens to you. What's your thought life going to be? How are you going to react to that happening? All right, so let's continue to ask some questions. And now we'll even, can we go deeper? Before you say yes, just recognize, you ever see one of those Westerns where the guy gets shot? You know, when he gets shot in the arm, he's got a bullet in his arm. The bullet is in his arm. Okay, before you say yes, and the doctor has to go, and he's trying to get it, but he's got to go deeper. I'm asking, can I dig out the bullet tonight? I'm just asking. Okay, here's the good news. If you allow me to, we'll dig it out, and you can leave here bullet free. How many know, this is a great illustration. How many know, if you leave that bullet in there, it'll kill you, but before it kills you, you'll lose your arm over it? Hello? Now let me ask, how many, can I go deeper?
All right,
you're already saying yes anyway, but. Wrong answer. Okay, I want to ask two questions. Here's what I want to ask. What, and I need you to be honest, you don't need to, you can just answer it yourself, but I need you to think right now. That's why I love this series, because it really helps us to really evaluate what's going on. How many know you can't fix something until you know what the problem is? So let me ask you this, and I'll ask you to think about it yourself. What are the negative thoughts that are dominating your thinking? What are some of the negative thoughts that are dominating your thinking? And be honest. These are thoughts that many times we'll just go over. You have these conversations with yourself, and they predominate. They dominate your life. And we've got to evaluate it right now. That we could be able, because I'm going to give you the solution. But first, I want to know I want you to think about what those are. I'll give you some suggestions. I'll never get it done. The job is too big. It's overwhelming. You know what? I got to do this. It's just too much. I'll never be able to finish this all. I'm not a good parent. I've tried, I'm trying, but again, I'm so busy doing this and that and this, and I got all this going on, and I seem to neglect this. I'm not a good parent. I will always struggle with this, whatever this is. You know what, Pastor? You know, you talk about, you know what, lust. And you know what, I've just struggled with it so, I mean, just for so many years. I make this commitment that I won't, but then I do, and I can't seem to ever get loose of this. I'm so inconsistent. I'll get on fire for Christ, and yeah, I'm going to sign up for Academy of Righteousness, and then you know what, and then something else happens, or I'm going to pray, and then I sleep in. I'm just all over the page. God's so disappointed in me. It's too late. I've gone too far. I've done too much. I'm too old. I'm too whatever your two is. I'm not disciplined enough. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get on a diet. You know, I'm going to lose pounds. I'm serious this time. You know what I mean? But you know what? Then I went by McDonald's the other day. I don't even like McDonald's. I like, you know, give me four fries and two large Cokes. They're only $1. You know what I mean? And it's like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Hello. You know what I mean? I'm just not disciplined. I don't know what your thoughts are. You know what? My marriage, it's always, you know, it seems like, you know, whatever the negative conversations that you have with yourself, what are they? That's my first question. And then my second question is this. What spiritual truth will demolish that stronghold? What spiritual truth will demolish that stronghold? If you go to the doctor, they're going to ask you a bunch of questions, they're going to evaluate what's going on, and they're going to give you the antidote for your problem. If they have it, you know what I mean? Right? But that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to figure out, here's the issue. You know, like here, let me use another example. If you go to a locksmith, okay, and you have a lock, there's a key that he's going to try to figure out what the cuts are that's going to fit in that lock, and it's going to turn. There's an antidote to that lock. And he, with his skills, is able to figure it out. Here's what I want to say. You already know your things that you're thinking. And please listen to me. Your thoughts are going to run your life, because your thoughts will control your words. Your thoughts will control your words, and it'll come out. The Bible says, make your heart good. Make your heart good and your life good. We got to deal with your heart. We got to deal with that. I remember one time I was moving a piano and before I moved the piano, I'm talking to this guy. I just met this guy. He's talking about, oh, yeah, you're a Christian? Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. Oh, I'm a Christian. Christian. Oh, I go to this church. Oh, yeah, you know what? And he's doing all this stuff. And I'm like, cool, you know what I mean? Praise God, you know what I mean? And so we begin to move the piano, and we pick up the piano, and, you know, it's got a, I don't know what they call it. It's kind of got a lever that goes down and covers the keys. Yeah, a little lift kind of door thing. It covers the keys. And so we lifted it up, and when we lifted it up, that door that was open, it closed. And it closed on his finger. And he said, but it wasn't, gosh. It wasn't shucks. It wasn't that. And it was kind of striking, because we were just, and it was like, whoa. And we were just got done talking about, oh, God, praise the Lord. You know what I mean? Lives in, oh. It was like, oh, okay. Now, listen, I'm not, hey, you know what? Everybody's working on their issues, right? Let's not look at him like, you know what, holier than thou, you know what I mean? Hello, somebody? I'm just asking, you got any issues you're working on? I'm asking, you got any issues you're working on? Well, I wouldn't have said that. Well, praise God you wouldn't have said that. Thank God you've worked through that issue, but you got some other issue working on. And listen, and maybe he's worked through the issue you're working on. Buster Brown. Don't get into that self-righteousness. But how many know he needed to work on that issue? Right? How many know that wasn't a good testimony for Jesus Christ? Hello, somebody? It just wasn't. It was like, hey, and I was like, you know what? Hey, I wasn't condemning him. I just thought, you know what I thought? I thought it's a good thing it was me. Because I'm not gonna I want a lot of grace in my judgment. Somebody shout amen. Bible says, how you measure it out, that's how it's gonna be measured back to you. But what is your, because, can I tell you what? There's a antidote for what he said. There's an antidote. Father, here, how about this antidote? First scripture my dad taught me. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be holy and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my Redeemer. See, that's the antidote, because that's going to change his thinking. You change your thinking, you must change your words. You change your words, you'll change, you know what, your what you're reaping. Maybe your antidote needs to be 1 Peter 1:3. 1 Peter 1:3. What's 1 Peter 1:3 say? Guys, do you have these in the back? 1 Peter 1:3. His divine power has given us everything we need for godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. You know what? Instead of saying, I don't have enough, say, no. His divine power has given us everything I need. I have everything I need to live a godly life. You know what? That's what Peter said. Peter said, hey, you have everything you need to live a godly life. Oh, I can't. I'm so tempted by the internet. And every time I get on the internet, I go to that. Whoa! Get the antidote. His divine power. God gave that to you. God gave you everything you need. Start quoting that. Amen. Here, if you need to stick that, listen, if you need to get rid of your computer, do what that guy did in Fireproof. Throw it away. Amen. Amen. But here, you could just put that right. Put a stickum, a sticky sticker, whatever they call it. Post it. Thank you. I knew I'd get around to it somehow. Put a post-it right out there, and don't just write the 2 Peter 1:3. Write the scripture out. You know what? Make a commitment in your life. You're not going to turn that computer on until you read that. See if you can still go to that site that you've been going to. I mean that to the FaceTime people that are watching. Hallelujah. Or maybe it's 2 Corinthians 9:8. Maybe that's the antidote. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things. You know, I never have enough. No. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance of every good work. How many want abundance? Well, listen, you're not going to have abundance by talking lack. Lack, 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 lack. Your life is going to go in the direction of your thoughts. So start changing your thoughts. You're going to change what you speak. You change what you speak, and you're going to change your harvest. Are you seeing this? This is the antidote to your issues. Or maybe your antidote is Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious. Oh, I'll tell you what. I don't know where my boyfriend is. You know what? God said he's going to bless me with a mate, and I don't know where they are. I've been waiting a whole 4 months, you know what I mean? And Pastor told me to tell those losers, no, I don't want to go on a date. But I tell you, this one's looking pretty good right now. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. God, I thank you. You're sending the right one, and I'm not going to take the wrong one because I'm anxious. I will not be anxious. Hello, somebody. Come on, single, say amen to me. Amen. If you're married, say, I already got the right one. If you're married, say, I already got the right one. Ooh, I already got the right one. Amen. Amen. Well, my wife, she just. You know what? Here, I'll give you the antidote. You know what? That you're blessed when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing, and he finds favor with the Lord. Amen. Pastor, I don't know where that is. Where that's at? You look it up. I'm not even going to tell you where it is. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, there's an antidote for your problems. Your problem, I love you so much, I'm going to tell you the truth. Your problems aren't your problems. Your problems are how you think about all your problems. That's your problem. And all you have to do, what if, let me get back, what if you and I would recognize that you are sabotaging your life with your words? Wow, that's a good question, isn't it not? What if you recognize you are sabotaging your life with your words? Well, I tell you what, if you recognize you were sabotaging your life, then you'd stop sabotaging your life. And Pastor, where do I find those scriptures? Well, you take notes, because I just gave you a bunch of scriptures. Amen? I'll give you two more and then we'll stop. I give everybody a chance. I'll give you two more and then we'll stop. It's better. That's better. You know, and I know the FaceTime people are really crying in their cheers. Okay. 1 Peter 2:24. Yeah, but the doctor said, I got to, you know what, I'm always going to have this problem, doctor said. Who himself, this is Jesus, did this, bore our sins on his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Oh, I'm so afraid. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will never leave you and he will never forsake you. See, can you see it? You start saying, he ain't going to leave me. I don't have to be afraid. I have no reason to fear. You know what? He's gonna set up a table for me, before my enemies. That's who God is. Can somebody see the antidote? What's the antidote? The antidote's God's word. The antidote is stop allowing Satan to control what you think. And I got to tell you, I cannot do it for you, but I can give you that one. I mean, oh my goodness. You know what? You got enough in this sermon. Oh, man. Are you catching this? No, you got to come Sunday for one more point. Actually, the truth is, wait, I got something to say on Friday that is going to rock you. But all I'm saying is, guys, let's take a responsibility for our life. Let's stop spending a lot of time meditating on what Satan says about us. Because I'm telling you what, he'll don't come in agreement with the one who wants to kill and steal and destroy. And he's got no power except that you come in agreement with him and start saying, oh, I'm probably gonna die early. You know, probably gonna die of this sickness, probably gonna never this guy. Enough. I love you. I'm smiling. Enough of agreeing with what Satan says. Let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that this word changes our life. I thank you for your goodness, God. What an awesome word you have for us tonight. Father, I thank you that we would evaluate and recognize, oh my goodness, I pray the light went on to so many people tonight that we would recognize we're sabotaging our own life. God, forgive us. And Father, I thank you that today will be the first day of the rest of our life. We can change. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen, 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 amen.